President Hinckley had a way of always giving you a question that, you know, just you never relaxed in a meeting with him because you never know what he was going to ask. And one day we were in the Board of Education meeting. Out of clear blue sky, President Hinckley said, "Stan, why does Seminary and Institutes of Religion exist? Why do you people exist? What's your purpose in being in the church?" And that, of course, made your mind go blank. But I said, "Well, President, if I understand the mission that you have given us, we in church education are to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the youth of this church out of the scriptures, from the words of the modern-day prophets, and to teach them in such a manner by the Spirit that these young people will gain a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they will have desires to go to the house of the Lord, that they will have, particularly the young men, will have a desire to go on a mission, and that they will ultimately have a testimony of the gospel and be happy, contributing, successful Latter-day Saints who ultimately desire to achieve the celestial kingdom where they can dwell with their Father in heaven and the Savior eternally." And when I finished, President Hinckley said, "Stan," and he always had the, when he wanted to make a point, he always pointed his little finger at you, and he said, "Stan, that's exactly why you exist, and that, you make sure, is in the hearts and minds of every seminary and institute teacher in this church. Do you understand?" And I said, "Yes, sir."
Our purpose is to help the youth and young adults
a entender y confiar en las enseñanzas y la expiación de Jesucristo.
Understand and rely on the teachings and atonement of Jesus Christ.
A se qualifier pour recevoir les bénédictions du temple
y prepararse a sí mismos,
a sus familias y a los demás,
for eternal life with their Father in heaven.
As I read your new objective that you're putting together now, we're still on target. You're still doing exactly what the prophet said we ought to do, and I commend those who have worked on this new objective because you're not strayed from the past. You've held to the rod. You've done all that you should have done, and now, by the Spirit, you go out and teach it, and the young people will be receptive to hearing it.